Beltway Buzz, August 21, 2026. The Beltway Buzzer is a weekly update summarizing labor and employment news from inside the Beltway and clarifying how what's happening in Washington, D.C. could impact your business. Third Republican officially joins NLRB. On August 17, 2026, James R. Macy was sworn in as a member of the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, for a term that will conclude on August 27, 2030. Macy, a Republican, and David M. Prouty, a Democrat, were both confirmed by the U.S. Senate on August 7, 2026. Approximately 18 months into the Trump administration, the board is finally poised to revisit Biden-era cases that largely favored labor unions. How quickly policy changes might come about depends on a variety of factors, in particular, whether cases on the board's current docket involve issues that are ripe for reversal. OFCCP finalizes repeal of affirmative action regulations. Today, the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs published a final rule rescinding the regulations that implemented Executive Order 1246. These regulations required federal contractors to adhere to contractual non-discrimination provisions and to develop and maintain a written affirmative action plan, AAP, for each of their establishments. However, on January 21, 2025, President Trump issued Executive Order 14173, ending illegal discrimination and restoring merit-based opportunity, which rescinded Executive Order 11246, thereby providing a standalone and sufficient basis for rescinding regulations promulgated solely to implement that order. This week's action, which goes into effect on October 26, 2026, finalizes a proposed rulemaking that was issued on July 1, 2025. The final rule does not impact federal contractors' obligations under Section 503 of the Rehabilitation Act or the Vietnam-era Veterans Readjustment Assistance Act. Lauren B. Hicks, Christopher J. Neer, and Zachary V. Zagger have the details. Unions, Education Groups Challenge. Duration of Status. Regulation. This week, labor unions and educational organizations filed a legal challenge to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, July 17, 2026, final rule that eliminated the Duration of Status framework for non-immigrant students and exchange visitors and instead installed a period of stay requirement of 4 years. The complaint, filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts, alleges that the rule is arbitrary and capricious under the Administrative Procedure Act because ICE failed to conduct an adequate cost-benefit analysis. In particular, the complaint alleges that ICE entirely refused to quantify costs to stakeholders or the economy writ large caused by a decline in enrollment of international students. The complaint further alleges that ICE made no effort to estimate the purported benefits of the final rule, while also failing to rationally explain why the elimination of duration of status would address national security concerns, the agency's purported rationale for the change. USCIS issues. Public Charge Inadmissibility Guidance. On August 18, 2026, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services published new policy guidance, explaining how the agency will determine whether an alien applying for adjustment of status to that of a lawful permanent resident is likely at any time to become a public charge. The new guidance implements the July 20, 2026, final rule that removed the public charge determination from governance via regulation, which limited hearing officers' ability to consider any other factors or information relevant to determining an alien's likelihood at any time of becoming a public charge in the totality of the alien's circumstances. Pursuant to the Immigration and Nationality Act, Hearing officers must consider an applicant's age, health, family status, assets, resources, and financial status when making public charge determinations. Under the new guidance, in addition to these factors, hearing officers are instructed to consider any other factor relevant to assessing the alien's likelihood at any time of becoming a public charge, including the alien's receipt of means-tested public benefits, such as cash assistance for income maintenance, housing assistance, food stamps, financial aid for college, or any other similar benefit. The guidance becomes effective on September 18, 2026, a proclamation to end the war. On August 20, 1866, 160 years ago this week, President Andrew Johnson brought about a legal end to the American Civil War by issuing Proclamation 157, declaring that peace, order, tranquility, and civil authority now exists in and throughout the whole of the United States of America. Although most military hostilities had ceased on April 9, 1865, at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, when Ulysses S. Grant, Lieutenant General of all U.S. armies, accepted the surrender of Confederate General Robert E. Lee and his Army of Northern Virginia, reassertion of federal authority over the former Confederate states proved challenging. As pockets of resistance were quelled, President Johnson issued proclamations, first in June 1865 and again in April 1866, acknowledging an end to the rebellion in various states. But Texas remained in turmoil for several more months until President Johnson declared, via the proclamation, that the insurrection which heretofore existed in the state of Texas is at an end, and that peace, order, tranquility, and civil authority now exist in and throughout the whole of the United States of America. Congress subsequently confirmed August 20, 1866, as the official end of the Civil War by passing legislation to extend soldiers' pay for 3 years from and after the close of the rebellion, as announced by the President of the United States by proclamation, bearing date the 20th day of August, 1866,